Today, Mr. Shen, will be the last year of this semester. We rushed a little bit at the end, but hopefully everybody was able to hold on. And to the extent that you didn't want a chazer, so there was plenty of time over the weeks ahead to chazer. And Mr. Shem, on Monday, we'll develop groups that we'll have a chance to have groups of five or six at a time, and we'll do like a speaking and learning type of fahar. So you won't have to worry about a written bechina, and we'll do mostly the sugyas that we did more recently, and those who want to go back and do makif and nikif, it's even a higher challenge, but you see how much you can do over the course of a few days. Okay, so I want to do the toasters and the last few lines of the rush. In terms of the inyan of what Tosfos is going to bring in at the end, the Kan Mashma, but let's start with the beginning of the Tosfos. The last Tosfos on this part of the Gemara relating to Afilu Miyasmi. So the Gemara mentions that Hilchos Reish Lakish. We have Machokis Reish Lakish versus Abaye V'Rava, whether we say Ein Adam Peir Toch Zmano or we say Ovid Inish Depar Begozimne, and we have people who hold like, in fact, Abaye V'Rava, as Gemara mentions, the Papa of Unibishua happened to hold like Abaye V'Rava, but Mabar Vashi Ovid Reish Lakish V'Hilchos Reish Lakish. The Maskanas of Gemara is we accept Reish Lakish, and then the Gemara takes it a step further and says, Afil mi yasmi, which inyan of yasmi? Says the Gemara, V'afagav da amar mar, habali par milsi yisome upar el b'shvua, even though there's a rule that we know that if you're going to collect from yisomim, you have to first take a shvua that you were not paid. However, if it's toch hazman, you don't have to take that shvua. We're talking yisomim gedolim. Chazaka lo'ovet inish depar b'gozimne. That's the Gemara. So yesterday we discussed Berichos, the day before as well, the Tosfos regarding the other inyan of Yisomim, of Enes Kakin, Nichsesom Ketanim, and all of that, and the Machlokas about whether that would change as far as Toch Zmano, Gabi Tzvari and all. Now Tosfos is just going to focus on, first, the actual halacha that the Gemara takes for granted. Afagav de Amar Mar, as Tosfos Girasa has it in Dibur HaMaskel, Afagav de Amar Rabbanon, Habali Parnasli Yisomwe Peril Bishpul. Exactly where do we find this? What's the source? Now, this is a statement in our Gemara. Tosfos says, "V'tanya nami perka kosef." You should have your makoros handy because we're going to look at a few different Gemaras that get mentioned along the way, and we'll appreciate it much more if we see inside. So Tosfos says, "V'tanya nami." We have a brisa mentioned in perka kosef that says the following words: "Avo ma'ese shari amru chachamim habali para." So, in a brisa quoted there, it says, Ma'ese amru chachamim is mashma shehimishta b'shum makom. What exactly is Tosfos quoting from Ksuvis over there? So if you look just a second, you have there first a statement of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Abishol ben Imma Miriam. An unusual Tana we won't find, to my knowledge, but meanwhile Abishol we find, but Abishol ben Imma Miriam said the following, and he talks about a situation where the father wrote that he's releasing the Malve, who he owes money to, from having to take any kind of shvua. He used different lashonos, bein delo shvua, bein denaki shvua, bein delo neder, bein denaki neder, and so on. And then it says, in all those cases, ein mashbinosa. However, ma'ese, she'om chachamim haboli para. So really, it's talking about a woman to collect her ksuva. But Lemaisa, the statement that was quoted in this connection, it was Amru Chachamim. Now, so far, it's not a Braisa. Tosfos says it's a Braisa, but that's because of what comes right afterwards. So far, it was a name of Nachman and Mashmuel, Mishum Abishol ben Imma Miriam. But then the Gemara has the Ika de Amri, right after where it's highlighted. The Ika de Amri, La B'masnita. And as Rashi explains, that means the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Ika de Amri, La Lahada Abishol ben Imma Miriam, Masnita. Not in the lashon of a shmeitz of an amora, like we said before, but it's actually a brisa, and then the same exact thing that was quoted now, just before, is quoted now as a brisa, that Abishol ben Imma Miriam Amar bein de la shvua bein de naki shvua bein de la neder bein de naki neder bein nichsay ilein bein hu bein yorshav ein mashbinosa. If a person releases the wife, will God be collecting the ksuba? So it works, but nebach ma'ese, this is all braisa. She amru chachamim habali para nichsi somei peril b'shvua. So now we have a braisa, and on that braisa, the Igud Amri has Rav Nachman commenting and saying, Halacha kiben ima Miriam. So in other words, Tosus sees a brisa in Ksuvis, Pei Zayin, that states this halacha of Amru Chachamim, that there's a halacha to collect Nisom, you need to take a Shavua. But now that we have a brisa that cites such a halacha, it would suggest that there must be a Mishnah that ultimately is the original Makar, and then the brisa elaborates and says Amru Chachamim. So where is this Mishnah? Where is this mysterious Mishnah that tells us the halacha, that the Gemara takes as a matter of fact halacha, and that Brisa takes it as a matter of fact halacha, that you have to take a shvuah when you cook from your sonim? Where does it say it? Where's the Mishnah? Tosus is going to supply two answers, two sources in the Mishnayos. But Tosus first raises the question. If it's Tema, Tosus at first glance, it's not like we have him before us in Mishnah. Now, we do have something. Before we read on Tosus, let's anticipate what Tosus is about to say. We know there is a Mefurish in Mishnah about taking a Shavuot from Yisomim. And that actually appears twice. It appears in Ksuvis as well as in Shavuot. Now you happen to have Ksuvis Pezayin in front of you, so just take a peek a little bit ahead on the same Amud. You're not too far away from where we are. So you have here in the Mishnah that follows on the same Amud a number of examples of things that you have to take a Shavuot for, and it talks about the following. For a woman to collect her ksuba, which is of course in a case, in one of the cases that a woman collects ksuba is when the father or the husband dies. So she's collecting from Yisomim, from the estate. And Mishnah talks about a few examples. So first it says, Hapogemis ksuba, so that means that she admits that something was partially paid. That's pogemis, it could be even by regular chov too. Loti paro bishvua, Eidechan idashi parua. In other words, 1/8 says that it's paid, then she needs to take a shvua. And then it says, "Minichse yisomim uminachas mishubadim b'shulo befanav." That means, in the case of Grusha, in other words, but he's not around. Shulo tiparal b'shvur. And then the Mishnah goes on, elaborates what these situations are. So it might, and it goes Kate said afterwards. So now you have first in the Mishnah a collection from yisomim, and it says, "Lo tiparal b'shvur." So what's the big problem? Right? We have a Mishnah. And this Mishnah you find also in Shavuos, the halacha that a woman collecting her ksuba, so she can't collect her ksuba from the Yisomim's estate without swearing that she didn't get paid by the husband. What type of payment are we discussing? We know from the previous Tosus what kind of payment we call that? Tzvari. So Tosus is going to say, that doesn't prove what we want. We want to prove a Balchov who collects from Yisomim has to take a shvuah that he wasn't paid. But that which an almana needs to take a shvua won't be enough of a raya, because what do we know about what Tosus quoted in the earlier dibur? That we know that there's more likely to be a chashash svari by almana because the fact that if he takes it seriously, if it's an ibezdin, that you have to pick suva. So Tosus, that's not going to be good enough. The tema, heicha amru chachamim, deme almana lekalameilaf. Tosus has in mind the Mishnah here and in Shavuos that an almana who takes from your soul has to take a shvua, has to swear. But that can't be enough to learn out to every situation like a regular balchov. So now that we established that you can't extrapolate from an almana to a regular balchov, so now we have to figure out, where do we find in the Mishnayos this Amru Chachamim that there's a halacha to have to take a shvuah from Yisom? That's Tosus' focus in the first half of Tosus. So Tosus is going to supply two suggestions, two Mishnayos. The Omeri, first of all, Niditnan v'perek HaKosev. So we were still in Ksuvas Perek HaKosev a few blood earlier. In Mishnah Dav Pei Dalet, Gabi Misha Meis V'Niach Isha U'Balchov V'Hayu Lo Milva Pikon B'Yad Acherim V'Chuli Yitnu G'Yarshim Shekulam Tzvichin Shvua V'En Ayoshim Tzvichin Shvua. Stop. Let's just take a look at that a little more carefully. There happens to be a lesson in that Mishnah that we actually stumbled on totally Derech Agav on Amid Aleph. If you did take a look at the Mishnah, you know what I'm referring to. Okay, and also those who learned last year with us, Kosha, might have a little bit of a flashback to this Mishnah, because it was very much part of that Indian of Metalti Diyasmi in the Sugya there in Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay, only those who remember it, okay, can take credit or not credit. But either way, we have the Mishnah Daf Pei Dalet as follows. Tosus reads the Mishnah first. Okay, we're not learning it the Iyun, just to see what it says. Misha Meis. So, a person dies, and there are three people that would want to have a piece of this pie. Right? We have a woman the wife, the almana, that she wants to get her ksuba. We have a balchov who has money owed to him from this late person who just died. And we have, of course, the yarshim who want to get as much as they could have from the Arusa. Now, besides for the actual assets that he may or may not have that are here, so there are assets that you could call, they're assets that are coming to him, magialo, because either there's a cho owed him, or there's a pikadon that belongs to him that someone else is right now holding on to. And the question is, who gets the right to collect what's owed them by this guy from the pikadon that he has biyarachem or the milvi has biyarachem? That's the shaila in this Mishnah Machokas of Tarfon Rabbi Akiva. Okay, this is Parsha Taichwitz, nothing more. So here we have Rav Tarfon versus Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Tarfon says, yinasu l'kosho shebehen. You give it to the weakest party. And the question is what that means exactly, but some say it means, let's say, the Isha. She's the kosher, so she wanted entitled to get her ksuba. First crack goes to the Isha to get from this chov that's owed him, that she cut ksuba from that, I guess if there are the assets here, or from the pikadon. And Rabbi Kiva's retort, again, this is the marker for the melitza we saw in Tosfos Amud Aleph by the case of Bar Mitzvah. Again, that's why I told you, derech agav, totally. Rabbi Kiva's words were, Ein merachamim bedin. Okay, Tosfos borrowed that lashon with Rabbeinu Tam, with the Bar Mitzvah. Right? Not too long ago, right? Okay. Imrachim the din eli nasnuli yar. But what does Rabbi Kiva say? As a result of responding to Rav Tarfon, rebutting Rav Tarfon's pshita, that we use the logic of kosher shebehen, we say no. Who gets it? Who gets it? The yarshim. Because they have the natural access that doesn't require any hurdle called a shvua in order to be zochet. Because the yarshim get the Yerusha without having to swear to any effect that they're entitled to it. They're entitled to it. That's memela. Whereas the other two, who are the other two? The Isha and the Baal Chov, their access has something, a barrier in the middle. To them to have the right to get what they're getting from Nechsi Yisomim, they need to take a Shavua. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's why the Yarshim get it. Yinosnu L'Yarshim, not the Kosel, Imrachin Bedin, rather L'Yarshim. Why? Shekulan Svichin Shavua, meaning the Isha and the Baal Chov, so what do you see mefurish in this Mishnah? That not only does an Isha collecting Suba need to take a shvua to get Nechsi Yisomim collecting, but also Bachov. It's not mefurish in this Mishnah. So it's not like it says it the way we'd want it to state it, like in most frontal way, but meanwhile, from the way it's phrased, it's clear from this Mishnah, Amar Chacham, that's number one. That's first source. Second source, V'od nan b'shvus. Now he sends us to Mishnah and Shvus daf memhei. V'chein hayisomim min hayisomim. That means as follows, that both the malva and the lova died, and the collecting is happening from the malva's children, the yisomim of the malva, and they're collecting from the yisomim of the lova. Lo yiparu ela b'shvua. They have to collect, but they need to take a shvua the same way that their father had to take a shvua. And what in the case of the father, the shvua would have been the shvua, I was not paid, because he's collecting from Yisomim. And the case of the Yisomim of the Malveh, they can't say that they're swearing that father wasn't paid, that they can't know for sure. But what would be the version of their shvua? They would say, they would swear, Shalom Atsinu, Ben Shtarosev Shal Abba Shashtaz Eparu. We have no indication, the father did not tell us anything to the effect that anything has been paid. So to the best of our knowledge, that's what they swear, that nothing has been paid. No, the fact that there is a shvua that the Yisomim of the Malveh swear when they're collecting the Yisomim of the Loveh, so what does that suggest? Alma gam ha'av ha'yanishba she'eno parua. That means that the father would have had to take the shvua, and that's what now carries over, that the children of the Malveh have to take a shvua. So meanwhile, we have two Mishnais that clearly suggest this din, that collecting from Yisomim requires the creditor, whoever's coming to collect, to take a shvua that the debt was not paid. This is part one of Tosfos, simple enough. Now comes the legwork, okay? Part two of Tosfos. Tosfos makes the following observation, now that this sugya has sort of come, this part of the sugya has come to a close in terms of the halacha of a shlokish, of toch zmano, not having to swear when you collect from Yisomim, because we can pretty much know from the chazaka that there has been no payment toch hazman. So the Gemara is talking about the Shavua from Yesomim, which we now established. We know where it says it in the Mishnah. Tosu says, what about a case of a Malvin Alove, not Yesomim, and the Shavua that typically a Malva might have to take when he's collecting from the Lover, as we now see, but it's now Tochazman. What is Tosus referring to? Let's see. Mikan Mashma. From here, we can also derive. Shim Hotzi Shtar Chovel Chaveiro. Somebody has a star, and he goes, Reuben says to Shimon, the star says, Shimon, you owe me money. Va'amale, and the Lover Shimon says in response, Ishtavali Dro Paticha. In other words, he doesn't just say, I paid. He says, Ishtavali. That's more than just a tainas p'tur, it's putting the ball back in the court of the malva. He's demanding a shvua to rebut his claim that I paid. The only thing is, it's tochazman. The gozimne. The tosis is medayv margamar, that argamar is discussing, remember, the case of collecting from yisomin, tochazman, and the gemara says, chazak de reshlokish, you don't have to take a shvua. Tosus is now saying, in the case of a malvin alove, and the love says, I paid you, and I want you to swear that I didn't pay you, but tochazman, ain't tzarech lasos shvua. There's no need for the malva to take a shvua. Now, where is Tosus coming from bechal? Where do we know? This Tosus doesn't even speak out, but there's a mefurish in Gemara, Tosus has in mind, that a love, in a typical case, leave out tochazman now, a love has a right to demand that the malva take a shvua that he was not paid, in a regular din Torah. That means to say, he's not nemar to say paraiti, right? Not tochazman, regular case. If the star is here by the malva can collect because he has a star and we assume it was not paid. But suppose the lova doesn't just say paraiti and leave it at that. If he says paraiti and he's not believed, so case closed. But he says, I want you to swear that I didn't pay you. That's a Gemara in Shavuos, on daf mem aleph. Take a look, a memor of a papa. Highlighted a little bit. Amar Rav Papa, and that mem aleph in Shavuos. Hai man, the apik shtar al chavre. Somebody pulls a shtar out. But amar le shtar paruahu, and the guy says the love that is paid. Amrina le, we tell the love, sorry, lavko kiminach. You're not, it's up to you to say that. We don't accept such a claim. Zil shlim, you have to pay. Okay, so that's clear cut. But continues our papa. Bim Omar, if this lova says, Lishtavali, I want you to swear to me that I didn't pay, then Amrinale Yishtavale. Then we tell Malva, you want to collect? Now, this is not din deraisa, for sure not. Anytime you have a shvuas or notrin, that's the giveaway. We're not talking shvuas deraisa. We all take under our bottom. Shvuas anotrin, all different shapes and forms, all drabanan. Shvuah deraisa is only when you are swearing to become pater, and only specific cases the Torah is b'chay b'shvuas haniftarin. What are they? What are the cases of shvuah deraisa, shvuah? No, who can tell me? Deraisa, what shvuas do we have deraisa? Three cases. Bodeh makes us. Eidachad. Says that he's chayef, so he has to rebut the Eidachad with the Shvua. And third category?
Sota.
That's like with Mashbiya Har, but I mean, Shvua had a Tarn and Din Torah, Mamanis. Shvua is a Shomrin. And again, the types of Shvuas, Pashati, or Pashati, or Shkafti Bayad, there's all different situations of types of Shvua. Shvua is a Shomrin is one category, the Raisa Shvua, but Mixas, Shvua is Eidachad. So Shvuas HaNotrin and never deraisa. But anyway, here we have an example of Shvuas HaNotrin. When the Lova specifically demands that the Malva swear that he wasn't paid, that the Lova didn't pay him, the Malva has to swear in order to collect. That's what Rav Papa tells us. Okay, so what Tosis is now discussing, this is something that Ramban also discusses, others have shown him, this halacha, that the Lova can make the Malva swear when he says to the Malva, Ishtavali de lo praticha, then the Malva has to swear he didn't get paid. What about within the context of Tochazman, given that we know Ishlakish has a chazaka, love in Ishpurgozimne? So does the Malva have to swear even on Tochazman, where the taina of Paraiti is very, very unlikely, given the chazaka v'ish lakish. But he still have to swear this shvua shelo nifrad, he didn't get paid. Tosus says, mikan mashma, in other words, Agamar is discussing collecting from Yisomit, and the shvua is that the father of these people, the Yisomim, did not pay him. And Chazak the Mishlokish says that he doesn't have to swear. That's from the first Nagamar. Tosus makes an equation here between that and the case of a Lova who says to a Malva, nobody died. He says, Ishtabdu Paticha, Tochazman, and the Malva doesn't have to swear. And the question is, where is Tosus coming from? Why does Tosus feel that we can discuss? The Gemara is discussing the specific case of collecting from Yisom. That shvua you don't have to take when it's tochazman, because we know chazak the Rish Lakish. Tosus is discussing a case of the malva swearing to the lova that the lova says shtabdu patichah. Now, the first temptation would be, well, we mentioned the Rambam yesterday in Shir, right? What did the Rambam hold about? What did the Rambam see in our Gemara? All Shuas and Notrin don't apply Tochazman. The Rambam connects it to cases like other examples we mentioned. Hogemes, Hogem Shtaro, Shuas and Notrin of all kinds. Lekuchos, collecting from Lekuchos, you need to take a Shvur. But it's Tochazman, there's no need to make a Shvur. So the Gemara is giving a klal that's very sweeping. The Gemara mentions Yasni as one example among the many Shuas and Notrin. And the klal is chazak the Rish Lakish, as we explained yesterday, patras from the shvua. So obviously, this shvua is the same like every other shvua. L'chur, that's one way to think about Tosus, but the problem is, it won't square with what we said yesterday in how we tried to work that rabbim into the sugya. Because we wondered yesterday about the question that Tosus raises and the Rush raises with regard to their discussion about the din of Einis Kokin L'Nichse Yisom Ketanim, that you have to wait till they get older in order to collect. And the reason given by Rav Huna Ben Yeshua is because of the chshash of what? Of what? Of Tzvari. So what would be Tochazman? Would you be able to collect Tochazman and not have to wait till they get older? Because we're not choshish for Tzvari? Because the same way Rish Lakish says you don't pay Tochazman, you don't pay Tzvari Tochazman? Or is Tzvari different? And Tzvari, maybe you do get Tochazman, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what Tosa says, the Rush argues. And in that discussion, the issue is raised, that let's be medayik from the Gemara, that the Gemara discusses which Shvua, which halach of Yisom, the Shvua of Gedolim, that Tochazman, halach of Kirish Lakish, you don't have to take a Shvua. Why didn't the Gemara pick a different halach of Yisom? The halacha of Einis Kakin, that Tochazman you could collect, so maybe that indicates that there is a chashash tzvari tochazman, and you wouldn't collect even by tochazman. You wouldn't collect from ketan. And then we deflected the proof. Tosfos said, "It'll be a nice raya, but we can't prove it. Really, not a raya because we want to show me another halacha. We want to show the extra point about shvua as well." And we wondered, I mean, which kasha to begin with? What's driving such a kasha? Why would we want to talk about the other halacha of Yisomim? This is halacha that shvuas hanotin doesn't apply tochazman. It's a sweeping halacha. So that's the halacha, that chazak of patras meshvua. So what are you asking? Pick something else? Halacha in this cup? What? Two different worlds. And we said, in the Hanami, for the Rambam, that's true. For the Rambam, the kasha wouldn't be a kasha anyway. Why did Tosus and the Rush discuss this issue? Because they understood the Gemara's point is not a halacha, the chazak of patras meshvua, a blanket statement. It's specifically about Yisomim. We saw such an indication of Menugereshim don't pshat in the Gemara too. It's specific by Yisomim. We see we have more reason to be choshesh l'tovas ha'yisomim for piro, and that has different applications. It has applications for Yisomim gedolim to require a shvua. It has an application with gabi Yisomim ketanim not to collect. Now we're choshesh for piro by Yisomim. It's a special din by Yisomim. You see, we're more choshesh for piro. Tochazman says the Gemara. As far as we're choshesh for Yisomim, but not tochazman. So now we can discuss why the Gemara focus on this halach of Yisomim of Gedolim and Gabi Shvua, focus on the din of Ketanim with Gabi not collecting, and say you could collect even when they're Ketanim. So we have what to discuss. So Tosus, who did in fact raise the issue and deflect the raya, because he said, so we wouldn't have known the din of Shvuah, so we wanted to pick that. So then it assumes that Tosus would not see this halacha as a halacha that all Shvuah Hamilton don't apply. So it would not be very appealing to try to learn Tosus and put Tosus like the Rambam. Okay? Everyone followed the Cheshbon? So Chora, we have to try something else. Why did Tosus specifically want to connect the Shvuah of that the Lova says is to the Malva, Ishtavali de lo praticha, swear that I'm not paid? Why did Tosus see that specifically as linked to what? To the Shvuah of collecting from Yisomim. Now, in order to begin to think about this, we have to be marked in the following. Where does this Shvuah come from? That Yisomim, collecting from Yisomim, requires the Malva to swear. Maybe there's a relationship between that Shvuah that we just proved to Mishnais that there's such a Shvuah and the Halacha that Rav Papa tells us here in Shvuah from the Malif, that the Lova, when he's alive, can say to the Malva, Ishtavu Vaticha. In other words, what am I saying? Just as the Lova, when he's alive, can specifically challenge the Malva who's coming to collect by saying, you want to collect? Swear to me that I didn't pay you. So when the Lova is not here, we have the Yisomim here in Nebuch, and they don't know what to say. But what's the halacha that we always find on behalf of Lukuchos, on behalf of Yisomim? What's the word I'm looking for with the test? Taninan. Taninan liyasmi. In other words, whatever the father could have said, if he were here in this Din Torah, we Beis Din serve as the voice for the Yisomim to make that same claim on behalf of the Yisomim. Tanina. Many sugyas and shas later, for example, in Baba Basra, on Tanina, what type of tainas do we say on behalf of the Yisomim? What don't we? Maybe let's suggest that the very halacha that we now establish from the Mishnais, that, and stated in the Gemara, Bal Rifam Nisri Yisomim, is really a derivative of the halacha of what the Lovik could say to tell the Malva, swear that he didn't pay. Now, who, in fact, holds this way, black and white? Rashi. Go back to your Ksuvis page, and Daf Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin. That Mishnah that talks about the Isha, the Ksuva, having to collect with a Shvuah. And let's take a look at the last Rashi on the page. So one of the examples given in the Mishnah that the woman has to swear when she collects is Minachasim Mishubadim. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah there, on the page, Pezayin Amid Aleph. Mishum, the Ihavi Gavi Min Halova Gufe, knows now she's collecting from the Lukuchos. So this Tanina goes on both. Yisomim, Lukuchos, Rashi's going to tell us. If she would come to collect from the Lova, the Habitorian Lova, and the Lova would say what? Ishtavali dilo praticha, Amrinan b'shavuos, no, we own now the Gemara, the Malif, the Papa, right? The Mishbi'in alay, that we make the Malva swear. The Ilotayin, if the Lova isn't smart enough to say the extra words, he just says paraiti and leaves it at that, then Lotanin, we don't step in. Because after all, the other guy is a shtar, so then we just assume that he didn't pay. But if he says swear that he didn't pay, he has to swear. But that's when the Lova chooses not to say the extra words, ishtavali. Says Rashi, Avo Bishvulu Kuchos, Rashi's now talking about Kuchos, Anan Tanina. We supply the Taina because we imagine Dilma Ihabi Gabe, Ihabi Gabe is a Lova, if he'd be collecting directly from the Lova, Havi Toyin Lach. Ishtavali dilo praticha, and then ubois ishtavale, hashta anan tanina. So we do it for him. That's called psach picha le ile. That's a pasuk, Mark quotes a Latin connected to tanina. That we open up the mouth for the person who doesn't speak. Rashi continues, that's o nichse lukuchos. Rashi goes on, umi nichse yisomim, v'nifras shlo befanav, all those cases where he's not present, either he died or he's not here. Kulo Mishum Haitaima. The Furish and Rashi Ksubas Pezayin, Numar Makov, everybody, that the halacha of that now stated in our Gemara, which we now have two Mishnais to support it, to glean that halacha from, that if you're Nifra from Yisom, you need a shvua. According to Rashi, the mechanism is what? One word? Tanina. No, if that's the case, I think we have a suggestion for Tosus now, right? In other words, Tosus is extrapolating from what we have in our Gemara that Toch Hazman, we don't require the mouth to swear when he comes from Yisomim. Tosus Mikan Mashma, that what? That when you have a Lover who says Praticha, but it's Toch Hazman, in that case, the Malva would not have to swear that he wasn't paid because it's Toch Hazman. Where does Tosus get that from? Not necessarily because he knows like the Rambam that there's all Shvuas and Olkin don't apply Toch Hazman. It's because Tosus assumes that the Shvua of the Yisomim, from the correct Yisomim, is really derivative of the Shvua of what the Lover could have said. And you're telling me that we don't say it by Yisomim, obviously we don't say it by the Lover himself. This will be very sweet and beautiful. The only problem is, this is Rashi. Right? I showed you a Rashi. What does Tosus say on this question? Is the halacha of collecting from Yisomim derivative of the din of what the Lover could have said? Is it a function of Taninon or isn't it? So let's take a look at the Tosus himself on that statement of our Papa. Go back to Shavuos Daf, where? Daf, Mem, Aleph. And let's look at the Tosus on the bottom. So the Gemara, just to get the background for the Tosus, just for the Dibur Maschil, after Rav Papa's statement, the Gemara just discusses and says, Amalei Ravacha Beit Rava, Ravashi, Ma Bein Zeh L'Pogim Shtaro. So why is it different than the case of a person whose shtar has been partially paid? And Rashi quotes that the Mishnah Ksuvos Pei Zayin, Loti Farel B'Shvua. In other words, So he says, no, there's a difference. Hasam afgav d'lotoy in iu tanina le'anan. In other words, a person whose shtar is partly paid has to take a shvua by default. Hacha amina le'zir shlim. It starts off, we say, sorry, you have to pay. In other words, this is the point in the Gemara, that there are cases that, by definition, built into the case, such as, which case, pogim shtaro, when the malva who has the shtar has already admitted that the shtar is partly paid, there's no need for anyone to say anything. The malva has to, by definition, right away, have to swear that it wasn't paid fully, because we already have cause to think that if it's partly paid, maybe it's fully paid. Over here, where we don't have any indication that it was paid, we only have the lover saying it, the lover has to go beyond and say, I want you to swear. Zoktosis. The Baden, he says, V'chimabe is opposed to, V'imtome, tikshalei amasnisin, da'abo lifam nixi yisomim, lo yipar al b'shvur. And Tosus assumes in the question, the time of mishum, why is it that a bolif from nixi yisomim has to have a shvur? The reason is, mishum, dilma yihav yavuan kayim, habitoyin v'amma ishtavali, ishtavali. Alma matzim ishtavali. Okay. Again, what is Tosus assuming in the question? Like Rashi Ksuvos. You see from the Mishnah that you have to take a shvua because the father could have said, take a shvua from me. But Tosus goes on. Again, what our purpose is not the cheshbon of Tosus, just what Tosus is assuming in the question. What does he respond? Miu nira? The time of lab mishum hachiyu. Da filo lo matzi avuon toin. Even the father could not have said anything. Taninan liyasmi. And he know his rai from the same Gemara and Ksuvis, the same Amud Gemara and Ksuvis, Pezayin. Because it says over there, kasav liishto, noki nede, noki shvuol, he releases her of any shvuol. And what's that lacha? Lo tifne somim el b'shvuol. So you see in that same Amud Gemara, you have no idea what Rashi's going to do with this. The same Amud Gemara that Tosus began with, Av Moeseh, that Shavuos, to correct me, Yisomim, is even in context where the husband, before he died, released her of a Shavuos. But now she's going to be Yisomim, it's a special Takana anyway. Alma Ovid Rabban Takanta Liyasmi Afil B'makam She'ena Av Yachol Shbiya. That's what I want, the last words of Tosus. So what do you see in Tosus? That it's not, as Rashi says, that because of Taninan, that this halacha that he collected Yisomim with a shvua. Even if the father could not have said anything, he gave up his right to have her make a, to have the Malvin make a shvur. He released the Malvin of a shvur. He would not be able to say Shtabeli. And now he dies, Malvin still has to swear from Nisam. So back to our question. So where does Tosfos get the right to extrapolate from our Gemara that a Love, Tochazman, could not say the Malve swear? Thoughts, suggestions, comments? Not so hard. This is not so difficult. Not insurmountable, this question. Should we chazer over what we just said so far? The kids are? Yes? Again. What did Tosus do for us? Mikan Mashma. After establishing in part one of Tosus where we know in the Mishnais that there's such a halacha, there are two Mishnais. Now he says the following. Our Gemara says, Hazak de Resh Lakish. Therefore, tochaz is a lachiz like a shlokish, tochaz man. You don't have to take a shlua when you come to yourself. Tosus now says, mikan mashma. The halacha is that a lover can say to a malve, I paid, but then he goes on and says, swear that I didn't pay, and the malve has to swear. Says Tosus, but not tochaz man. Where does he see it? In our Gemara. Where does he see it in our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about the shlua from yourself. So the first thought would have been, to send Tosus and pair him with who? With the Rambam, that all Shvuos Anokin don't apply Tochazman. Problem is, it's not going to stim with the Cheshbon from yesterday's Shir. Because, again, not going over everything, but that was the view from yesterday. We heard when we worked it out yesterday, the question that Tosus himself dealt with in terms of the Sugya, Medaik, the Gemara picked this case of Yisom, not the other case of Yisom, seemingly according to the Rambam, the question doesn't start. Okay. So we don't want to make Tosus hold like the Rambam. Okay, close parentheses. Okay, so back to our... So where did Tosus come from? So we suggested, well, Rashi tells us that the halacha that you have to collect from Yisomim with the Shvua is because we say for the Yisomim what the father could have said had he been alive, and we say maybe he would have said, Ishtavali du'a paticha, so we do it for the Yisomim. So it's really one and the same halacha. That's exactly why, if you see from this sugya that you don't have to swear when you correct from your Yisomim, it must be that the father could not have made the Malva swear either. Tochazman. So that's what Tosus is saying. The problem is that Tosus Mefurish and Shuas proves from the same Gemara in Ksuvas Pezayin that even if the father could not have been Mashbia the Malva, that he wasn't paid, still there's a Takana from Yisomim to collect. So you see, it's not based on Tanina. It's a halacha separate from that. So then where do Tosus get a right to learn from the case of Yisomim to the case of the Lov? Simple answer, perhaps. All Tosus saying in Shavuos is that even if you can't use Taninan mechanism, for example, the father of the Yisomim said, the Malva doesn't have to swear. He released him. Hinaki from the Shvur. No Shvur. The Chacham is still going to say, independent of that, that you have to take a Shvur. Okay. But to the extent that there was no releasing of the Shvur on the part of the father, and the father could have said, swear to me, we haven't lost the option of Tanina. In other words, there really are really two potential causes for why a person should have to take a Shvur from Yisomim. We haven't lost what Rashi said, we're just going beyond Rashi. In other words, to the extent that the father could have said a taina that would require a shvua, so we should do it for the father, for the Yisomim. But Tosus says, but you should know, even if the father didn't, it released the malva from a shvua, and we don't have the taninan option, we would still require a shvua anyway. But given the fact that there is a klal called taninan, whatever the father could have said, we'll do for the Yisomim, so Tosus has a perfect way to prove what he's saying. Because were it to be true, that the Shavua, specifically, of the Malve, when the Lova says, Ishtavi Dua Praticha, would apply Tochzmano, were that to be the case, then this Gemara learning would not make sense. Because at the end of the day, you should not have to take a Shavua, you should have to take a Shavua, says Tochazman, when you collect from Yisomim, based on what? Based on Tanina. We still have Tanina in our pocket, in our bag of tricks. We can always pull it out. All Tosfos meant to argue on Rashi was to say that even without Tanina, the halacha still is a takana separate from that. But Tanina would seem still to be an option for us. So therefore, Tosfos can say justifiably that it, obviously you see from our Gemara that a loveh who says to the malveh, ishtavali, swear that I pay you, and it's tochazman, the malveh would not have to take that shvua of the loveh demanding a shvua tochazman. Because were it to be true that he could, that he have to take a shvua tochazman as well, then this Gemara could not tell us that tochazman, you don't have to swear when you collect from yourself. Yes, you would. Why? Because of the tanina. So we can still preserve and salvage what we suggested before with just one little modification. We grant what Tosis said in Shmuel's Memalef, that Rashi is not correct in assuming that the entire basis for the Shmuel from Yisomim is a function of Taninan Liasmi, because Tosis proved from a different Gemara that even if there would be no basis for the Love to Mashbiya the Malveh, he released him of the Shmuel, we would still require a Shmuel when he collected from the children. Granted. But if there would be a case where the Lova would be able to be Mashbiya, then there's still a Tochazman as well, then there still should be a Shvur from Yisomim based on that halacha. You wouldn't have this. The new Takana wouldn't apply Tochazman, Vishkayach. But meanwhile, there's still a Shvur because of the Tanina. Is that clear, everybody? Chur, that would be the Pshantosis, maybe.
Isn't it just a little bit strange, though, that Tosfos seems to be saying in Amemal, he says that near the time of Lav Mishavaki, so I mean, you could also push down and just say that it's not relevant, it's not Shaykh anymore. So
Tosfos is saying to make the entire halacha based on that.
Because
there is a special takana, because that takana plugs all the holes, and that takana is independent of tanina. But tanina should still be available to us.
So what is it dependent on then?
No, in a case where the lover, the father, could not have been mashbia, for whatever the reasons, we would still require the shvua for the yisom. If the lover could not be mashbia the father, and therefore tanina would not be available to us because the father couldn't have said it, his hands would have been tied, we would still require shua anyway. But if to the extent that the father could have mashbia, we can also use tanina as well.
But because it just doesn't tell us it's just like we do about the yisoma maybe?
What?
Is it because the takana rabbanan, we just feel bad for the yisoma, so we just...
Yeah. We're chosesh more for pira. But both sides, let's look at the Rush, the end of the Rush, the last part of the Rush. The whole tumult, how to learn Pshat in this Rush. Mamish a tumult. This is going to get us to the Shach, you'll see in a minute. I know we're moving quickly, but listen, Kachazet, you know, sometimes you move quicker, sometimes you move slower. Nice, it's as long as we can just hold our own. Okay, so the Rush. Toward the end, the last thing that we saw in the Rush, and we skipped the middle part, but Maisa, the very end that we quoted yesterday, had to do with the broader Shvuas HaNotrin that we know about, cases such as Lekuchos, and what would be Tochazman, would you have to take that Shvua or not, right? So what did we see yesterday? The Rambam holds that, what Shvuas HaNotrin from Lekuchos, for example, Tochazman, yes or no?
Yes.
For the Rambam?
No.
Chazaka Patis. What did Rabbeinu Haigon hold, as quoted by the Ramban? That? You have to Shbeish. And that's what the Rush quotes toward the end, and he gives a little bit of svara to it. You remember? The Rush says it's very different than our Shvua of Yisomin. Namely, let's just find it. Ushtar, where the test of Bukharifta is, Ushtar toward the, it's not the end of the piece, it's the end of what we want from the Sugya, before Davav. Ushtar betoch zmano, habo ligvos min alokuchos, right? That's a case of Shvuas HaNotrin from Lekuchos, kasem abanishim of Haigon, the boy Shvua. Right? That you need a Shvua, that even toch hazman. The efsher hadar chashinu lepiron tfei mebiyasmi. In other words, by saying that, it means that we're more concerned with the possibility of Piron, even Tochazman, by Lekuchos, then by Yisomin. Why? What should be the difference? The Rosh gives a chiluk. Yisom de'i said the para, because when it comes to Yisomin, we have another angle, another reason to also lower the threshold, lower the statistics lower the statistical possibility of Piron. Because if it was really paid, Havi Pakid, he would have been mitzaveh be'idan demis. Okay, so that's part one. That's one part of the Rush. In other words, the Rush understands that the chshas Piron over here by Yisomim is to begin with lower than Lukulchos. And that's why the Chazak of the Rish Lakish is strong enough, right, to remove whatever slight possibility would have existed anyway, because the far didn't say anything. But when it comes to Lukulchos, we're still going to be Choshesh, even Tochazna. Okay. Now listen to the following words of the Rush. Let's figure out what the Rush means. The Itoyin Praticha B'toch Zmani. If the Lova says to the Malva, I paid you Toch Hazman, what's the halacha? Is he believed? No, that's clear. That's Rish Lakish. Afagav De'ein Nema, even though he's not believed, Yeroya says the Rush, it appears to me, Shetzarech Lishava Shvuas Heses. Who's he referring to? Who has to express Shvuas Heses? The Malve. That in fact he's justified in being able to have this money from the Lova, to the effect that he wasn't paid, in other words. Kame Shetoin Tanisbari. Who's Toin Tanisbari?
The Lova.
The Lova. Says the Rush further, Avo Biasmi. But when it comes to Yisomim, lo mashbi'inan lei misafik. We won't make the malveh have to swear out of a doubt. What does the Rush mean? What could the Rush mean? Does the Rush agree with what we just read, the Mikan Mashma of Tosus? Or is the Rush talking about something different? Part of that question has to do with how to define the word Shvuas Heses. Many explain that the Rush seems to be clearly arguing on Tosus. Why? Because what did Tosus tell us? That when a lova says to the malveh, I pay you toch hazman, I want you to swear to that I didn't pay you. So Tosus says he doesn't have to swear. And the Rush is saying that if the lova says I pay you toch hazman, the malveh has to wear heses. The Rush is using the word heses. What he means is the shvua that would normally have to be made by the Malva when the Lova says, I want you to swear that I didn't pay you. But then the Rush has to explain why it's only true by the Lova. We were saying Tosus had a right to prove from that to Yisomim. From Yisomim or backwards. From Yisomim, if you don't swear by Yisomim, obviously you don't have to swear to the Malva. And we said because of the root of Taninan. And the Rush would have to distinguish and says there's a difference. But the question is, what does the Rush mean exactly? I mean, all the time by Tanina and the Yisomar Hashemah, there's no Tanis Bari, but we become the Tanis Bari. So what did the Rush mean? But one approach is to learn Pshat in the Rush, that the Rush is clearly arguing on Tosus. And the only thing is we have to define the word Shvuas Heses as a way, as relating to the Shvuah that the Malvitz takes when he collects, that he didn't get paid. And the Rush is clearly holding that the Malveh has to swear, even Toch Hazman, that he didn't get paid. And the Rush is going to differentiate between the Malveh and the Loveh, that the Malveh has to swear Toch Hazman, but collecting for Yisomim, he won't. And why? Because it's only a suffix. So, what are the two weaknesses in this reading of the Rush? Who can try to shed some light here? What are the two weaknesses? If I just read the Rush the way I just described it, that puts the Rush at odds with Tosus. So first of all, the reading of Shvuas Heses. What is Shvuas Heses usually referred to? What is the case of Shvuas? A classic case of Shvuas Heses. Yeah.
You deny that
a person is a kol for a kol. Okay. As we said before. Moda, the Nixas, min HaTorah, has to swear on the balance. Kofra HaKol Midaraisa is part of Shvua. But the Chachamim require a Shvua, even by Kofra HaKol. Lemaisa, the person who made a claim, so you're giving up, you're appeasing him in some way. That's Shvua's Heses. Chachamim sort of seduce him, Heses, Milashin, and Hasasa, to take the shvua anyway, lahafiz daito of the guy who's coming to claim, the person doesn't come out of nowhere, he thinks he's old, so we tell you, appease him, take a shvua. Dindra banan, shvuas heses. Shavuos Hesus is almost always, if not always, synonymous with the Shavuos HaNiftarim, but it's not the Oraisa. Again, all the Oraisa Shavuos are Shavuos HaNiftarim, but not all Shavuos HaNiftarim are the Oraisa. Follow me? In other words, Shavuos Hesus is a Drabana, clear. But it's a Kol for a Kol, means I'm off the hook, but I need a Shavuah to be able to hold on to what I, to the money I say I don't know. So takan Shavuos Hesus, takan Adram Nachmet Shavuos Hesus. To read the Rush the way I just suggested, that the Rush is telling you that the Malveh wants to collect from the Loveh, and the Loveh says Ishtavali de lo praticha de tochaz man, and the Rush would be saying de lo kitosus, that the Malveh has to swear in order to collect, because the Loveh can force the Shavuah of the Malveh, even Tochaz Man was still allowed forcing that Shavuah on the Malveh. But why would the Rush refer to that by the language of Shavuos Hesus? Shavuos Hesus always refers to becoming Pater with the Shavuos Hesus, not collecting, not Shavuos Hanotrin. Shavuos Hanotrin, the Adrabban is Shavuos Hanotrin, but you wouldn't call it Hesus. That's one weakness in this reading, although many read the Rush this way, and using maybe Melitza. The other thing that has to be explained, and it's definitely a mahalach in the Rush, but it has to be recognized. It's a dochek to call that Shavuos Hesus. The other thing which really Rush doesn't explain is, so then really, why is there a difference between the Malveh and the Loveh and the case of the Malveh and the Yisomen? In other words, why wouldn't we say what word? Famous word? Tanina. Where we lose it? All the Rush said is because it's a Shema. No, isn't every case a Shema? The Rush would say, you have to somehow work into the Rush that, yeah, but it's here, the chashash is so low, it's tochaz man, so even taninan has its limits as well. Which is interesting, because there is a basis for that. There's a tosus later daf ayin on the base, that there are tainas that we don't do taninan for. The tain of nensu, for example, which is oshchiyah. The truth is, it's not like taninan is a catch-all that every single possible taina that the lover could have said we do for the yisomim. There are cases, there are tainas that the lover, if he said it, he would win. Or he would either win or force a shua, whatever the case may be. But l'maisa, it's a lo shriach taina, and there's all kinds of tosis in about this in Shas, that do you say taninan in cases like that, where the rove could say it, but l'maisa it's lo shriach. So, okay, there's a mahalach, if you wanted to work in the Rush, you could. You could swallow the dochik and shuas hesus and say it means shuas hanotrin, the rabbana, and you could explain that the Rush is saying, but it only is going to be for the malveh and the rove that he'll have to swear, but not by yisomim, we don't go taninan, fine. This is one way to read the Rush. But then, of course, the Rush argues on Tosus, and if you learn the Rush that way, the Hemshech would be very good in terms of what the Rush said right before. In other words, what did the Rush got finished saying a minute before? Ramban b'shem of Haigon, what? That we don't use Chazak de Mishlokish to patter from what? From Chazak, from Chashvua of Chever Nu, Chever. What did I say a minute before? That we kuchos, and now the Rush goes on, and we don't use shvuah chazak de reshlokish to patter the malva from a shvuah of collecting when the lova says ishtavali de lo praticha. In other words, shvuas hesus of the Rush means the shvuas hanotrin. It's another example of shvuas hanotrin that the Gemara would not be referring to. The only case Gemara is referring to is the shvuah of collecting from yisomim, and that's it. Not from Lukuchos, that would even be Tochazman, and even Malvalova themselves. This is one way to read the Rush. Is everyone ready for the Shach? Ready or not? It's coming. Okay? Here we are. Okay. We'll have to chazmit, but okay, take a look at the Shach. I mean, this is all after the Bach and everything else. If we wanted to go the long scenic route, we'd have to look at a lot of other a lot of other Makoros and Isaacaya. But at least something to get out of this Shach, okay? Okay, I highlight a few parts of it, but the Iker, the Shach is Meirich on this inyan, understanding the Rush. I mean, a lot has been said about the Rush before him, and he ends up siding with the Bach and so on. Basically, what is this Shach going on? So, you have here Siv Beis, Ein Ches Siv Beis. Choshe Mishpat, Ein Ches Siv Beis. I don't have the beginning of it. Okay, but either way, you can see the Ramah, okay? The Shail is Shvuah from Lukuchos Tochaz Man, right? So the Rambam says Ein Tzarech Shvuah. We saw that yesterday, and Yesh Olam Shetzarech, right? Look at the Rama. V'im Halo VeChai. This is mamish the mikan masma vatosis. This is the malov chai v'amar sheparo, and insists that he paid. And meaning, and he's demanding a shvua of the malve. Yesh omnin that tsarich hamalve lishava shelo paro v'gove. Some hold the malve needs to take a shvua. This is all tochazman, of course. That's the assumption. Talking tochazman. The malve has to swear shelo paro. The yesh omnin the ein tsarich shvua. Two shittas. So here's a machlokas. Now, what shvua is the Ramah discussing? Which shvua is the Ramah discussing? That the Malva would have to swear. Yesh omin. The Tzarech HaMalva Lishava. What shvua are we discussing? In order to collect. Right. What the Shach is going to do, let me get the bottom line outside, is learn that the Rush never meant what we just suggested as a pshat in the Rush. The Rush doesn't argue on Tosis. The Rush says Hesis. Hesis always means to be potter. The Rush means the following. As far as the Shvuas Hanotlin that the Malva would typically have to take in order to collect when the Lova demands that he take a Shvua that he wasn't paid, Tochazman does not require that. But now that the Malva collects, Malva has money. Now the Lova turns back on the Malva, turns the table and says, you have money. You have money of mine, Shelo Kedin. Now I'm told they are you, so to speak. So now the Shvuas Hesis is the appropriate language, because what we're discussing now is that which the Malva who collected wants to be able to hold on to the money. He's a kofrako, so to speak. He's saying, the money is legitimately mine. And that's what the Shach is going to learn Pshat. Again, Allah, the Bach and all in Pshat in the Rush. And then there's no machlokas necessarily Rashi and the Tosis and the Rush. But I want to extrapolate a few things from this Shach, a few things that are fascinating. Just to look at a little bit here. Okay. So from the Ramah, it sounds, the man the Omer says, Ein Tzarech Shvua, means nothing. Ein Tzarech Shvua klal, even after you get paid. The Ramah seems to look at it in terms of anything required, nothing. So is Mashma the Tur. He says, look at the second wide line, the Adarabba, Baharash Isa, Shitzarach Lishava Hesis. What does the Rush mean by Hesis? Al Karchach Le'acha Piron. Hesis can't mean in order to collect. Can't be, it's not called Hesis. De Le'olam Lo Timtza Hesis Kodem Piron. That's what's a notrin. Hesis is never in order to collect. Hesis is after the fact. The chen kasev abach, the das harush, the tzarech lishav hesis when le'achat pirot. But then he has a stira in the Ramah. Look at the le'inyan dina. Start to the paragraph where it starts again. The le'inyan dina. See everybody? Everyone see where I am? Le'inyan. See the big words? Le'inyan? Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't be intimidated, please. Don't. But le'inyan dina, okay? I know you never saw it before, but it's still. Le'inyan dina near iker k'mo shepasuk abach. The kodem piron ain't tzarech lishava afilu minol ba'alpeh. Okay, even kodem piron you don't have to take a shvua at all. Le'acha piron a few words later tzarech lishava hesis. Afilu mivashtar. But given that Tosef Maruchah goes Maruchah is because ain't tzarech lishava and kin yeshlomar digam harash moda lehem. Does the Rush argue on Tosis, says the Shach? Yes or no? No. The Ein Lehen Tzarech Lishava Kodem Piron. What did Tosis discuss? Does the Malve have to swear Kodem Piron if the Lova says, swear to me I didn't pay you Tochazman? No, the Rush does not disagree with that. Not the first reading of the Rush that we have. And on the other hand, the Hein Modim LaRush, now it turned the other way. Tosis and those with him who say that the Malva does have to swear, could also well agree with the Rush that the Malva will have to swear Hesis when? After he collects. V'hei modem l'arash, t'tzarech l'shav achat piron. No machlokas. V'chein kasev abach, v'chein kasev balatrumis, di'ikam adam, di'ishtav ha'hesis, umiftar, Now, skip a few lines. He says for the Rambam as well. The Tam Hadavar. Here again, a tremendous, interesting insight into something that Bach said, which is going to come full circle to a question that we raised at the beginning of the sugya, the very first day when we read Rish Lakish. Outside first, and then inside. The Chazakah de Rish Lakish works that the Malve can collect from the Love Tol Chazman, and the Love can't be believed to say Paraiti. What happened to the klal called Hamotzi Mechaveiro Lavarai? Remember the question? So we said at the time, well, either it's just a strong chazaka that could be Motzi Mamon, or to the extent that we don't accept the Tainus Paraiti, because the chances are almost nil that he paid, so now we have a Cheskes Chiyuv, so merely collects. Shach has another twist on this. And the Shach, and this is a little bit of a parallel to Cheskes Abatim, because he has a similar thing over there. How does Cheskes Kibush Shanim work? If we know that there was a Marakama that was the owner of the land, and now the guy is sitting on the land for 3 years, he has Edom, he doesn't have a star, and suddenly we say that he's awarded the land, he has Edom. But what happened to the fact that he's Mimotsi Mamon from the Marakama? He's presuming the owner. But the answer, and what's the right? Because he wasn't Moche, the other guy was a Moche. So what? But meanwhile, the Cheskes Marakama. And the answer is that the Gimel Shanim itself changes the Becheskas. It changes the way we look at it. Something similar to something we said, Becheskas Metaltele. It's not like the umdina that a person wouldn't steal is Motzi Mamon. It's that because we know that presumably someone has something, they didn't steal it, that's why we view the Muchzik not as the original person, but now as the one who's holding it now. The Shach uses the halacha of Cheskes Gimel Shanim that even though the Machzik, who has 3 years evidence that he is the one who bought the karka, he wins, he needs a Shuas Heses. After everything is said and done, he Shuas Heses. Even though, so to speak, we have all the rights in the world, but appease him anyway. Send it, make a Shuas Heses. Works. Says the Shach, so too, the Rashi is going to tell us over here, when it comes to another prayer to Osmano. Notwithstanding the fact that he would not have to take a shvua in order to collect. Tol Chazman, it's not paid. We understand that. Shvuas Heses is different. Lam wrote everything you're going to say. But at the end of the day, he needs to be appeased. Throw in a Shvuas Heses. Just like we find about Cheskes Gimel Shanim, so too, says the Shach, it'll be the same thing over here of Eino Petos Manu. But look how the Shach puts it. That's where the Shach is going. V'tayim Hadavar. V'tayim Hadavar. The hach chazaka, the ein adam poreya toch zmanu. Wow, look at these words. I shiver as I say it. Mashvi lei ki ilu hamalve muchzik b'mamu. What does ein adam toch zmanu do here? What is it? It's reconfiguring. Who is considered to be the muchzik on this mamu? We normally would assume the one who's holding the money. But Eidon Perech Tovzmano, what does is it now allows us to see the Malve, who we know the Lover doesn't pay Tovzmano, as the Muchzik. V'dome l'chazaka d'shalosh shanim. Now he's going to give you taitch over there. D'mikri chazaka, that he's now becoming the Muchzik, kiven d'lomicha gimel shanim, the guy the Marakama didn't screen for 3 years, chazaka shemachalo, oshu shalom, must be he sold it or it's his. And even though that's the case, even though he became a muchzik, because that's what Gimel Shanim does, it makes him the muchzik, and that's what it does over here as well by Eino Perech Zmano. And yet, afilu achitzoch shavah heses could come and raise him in kufnem by Cheskes Abatim. Alma delo alima chazaka, the strongest a chazaka might be to make him a muchzik, he's considered the muchzik. Afuki mishua heses word in hacha, and so is over here. So what this Shach is doing, yeah, number one is in terms of breaking through Pshat and the Rush, he's learning Pshat and the Rush, not the first approach that the Rush is arguing on Tosus and discussing the Malvish Shvua in order to collect, because that wouldn't be called Shvua's Hesis, and then you're going to have to figure out what he means vis-a-vis the Yisomim. Rather, the Rush agrees with Tosus that the Shvua Sanotrin is not required, Tochas Man, but what's required is a new category. Even though I win the money, and I don't even need a shvuah to collect. But now that I have the money, I need a shvuah hesis to appease you because you still think that I have a shalok yudin. That's a shvuah hesis, like a new category after everything is said and done. And what does the Rashi compare it to? Cheskas Yerushalmim, which the machzik also wins because he's presumed to be the muchzik. And even though he's a presumed muchzik because the guy didn't scream for 3 years, and that's what happens. When the person didn't scream for 3 years, we've now view not the marakama as the muchzik on this piece of real estate, but the one who's been sitting here 3 years without hearing a peep. He's the one who's presumed to be the muchzik, and yet there's a chavos hesis required when he wants to keep the karka. So says the shach, it's actually what's going over here as well. And meanwhile, the shach has directly addressed the question that we asked with the third approach. How does this work, lohotzi mamo? So we said, it's a great enough raya to be motzi mamo. Or, because we don't accept the taina piron, so mimelo his cheskas chiv. But now the shach says something else. He now is viewed as the muchzik and the mamo. That's what it does. That's what it does for you. It makes him the muchzik and the mamo. And yet, you see, by Gimel Shalim, the same thing, and he needs a shvuah hesis. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's icing on the cake, that extra shach, right? Okay, questions? Somebody, please, somewhere. Not so hard. Yeah, please.
I mean,
Clarification is fine too.
Are we just the entire shaf right there is just to explain? I mean, the whole arifus at the end was just to explain why shuas hesis would be broken.
Right. See, the emphasis shuas hesis is unique. Bria, you could say. Like, I'll give you an example. At first glance, like, there's no seikos, right? Al kedekach. We know he didn't pay. So what's the shuas hesis doing here? There's something unique about shuas hesis. L'mashal, there's a machlokes rishonim by what's called eid hamesayeya. We know eid achad is mechayev shvuah. If the eid says Reuven owes him $100, so Reuven has to swear that he doesn't owe $100, even though he can't be motzi mamon, and there's only one eid. But Reuven has to swear that he doesn't owe. Just like shvuas mudimiksas is a shvuah d'oraisa, shvuas eid achad. What if the other way around? If there's a person who has to take a shvuah of whatever kind, and he has an eid supporting him, let's say modim mixas. So an eid says that he didn't, that the other 50 he did not owe. So normally you have to swear modim mixas that I don't owe you the other 50. And then if he has an aid that supports his claim, so many Rishonim hold, the same way aid echad is mechayev shvuah, aid hamisayeya is potem. But many hold, even if that's true, but he might still have to swear shvuas hesis. So shvuas hesis is like, we have clarity up to a certain point. As far as we're concerned, the Din Torah is shut. But lahafis daito, it's like, it's not like we have any doubts, but it's a token thing. Take a shvuah anyway. So that's what you have here in this shach, that we have this inyan, that even though it's clear, if he becomes a muchzik, cheskas kibushanim, or in a pitoch zmano, but you need a shvuah hesis anyway. Okay, we'll stop here, but just to take 2 minutes to discuss what we have, Mr. Shem, planned for the... Any questions, not about Shia, but just about...